In Congress today, the House passed legislation that would require people be notified of security breaches on the government's healthcare website. It's a bill that's not expected to go anywhere, but lawmakers felt they had new ammunition. They cited Target. Today, Target announced that previous estimates of their holiday season credit card security breach were way too low. They now believe twice as many people, some 70 million, may have had their personal information stolen and more kinds of information than originally thought. Winnie O'Kelly is the financial crimes editor for Bloomberg. And Winnie, this is information stolen between November 27th and December 15th. We remember the warnings to people if you had a debit card or a credit card at that time. But what new kind of information is the company now saying was stolen?
So in addition to the 40 million people that the company has said had their credit card and their debit card information compromised, they now say 70 million people had names, addresses, and web addresses compromised. So with all that information, there's probably some overlap, but the total number will probably rise even beyond 70 million. This could well be the biggest data breach ever at a retail company.
Well, it says a couple things. First of all, it says Target has a lot of customers.
It sure does.
But also that it had this flaw. So first of all, what are people supposed to do? If you shopped at Target, what should you anticipate if somebody has your name, your phone number?
Well, there's a variety of things. The banks were pretty aggressive early on, even when Target was downplaying the possibilities. I know I personally got a letter from my credit card company because I had shopped at Target saying, beware, we know this has happened. You want to monitor what's going on in your account very closely. Look for erroneous charges. Don't be complacent. In some cases, the amount that you could purchase on your card was limited, especially I think with debit cards and some other situations that may have varied from bank to bank. The bigger issue now, I think, going forward is if all of your information is available, can people really steal your identity, name, address, and other information? Will that start to crop up as a problem?
Yeah.
We're yet to see that.
Well, Target did say that customers will have zero liability for the cost of any fraudulent charges. We are hearing from a listener, for instance. She says her card was used at Best Buy to buy two items over $700. So they're saying zero liability. And they also offered a year of free credit monitoring and identity theft protection. So people should pay attention to that. But what will happen to the company in general? Is this going to be enough to gain consumer or Wall Street confidence?
You know, this is a really interesting moment. You know, the fourth quarter is when retailers bring in so much of their business, the important holiday season. This came out just at the end of December. Target now says that traffic was down in its stores, so much so that it's going to have an impact on their final earnings for the year. They were expecting them to be kind of flat for those final months, and now they say there's actually going to be a decline in how much money they brought in. So Target was doing pretty well. It was doing better than Walmart. This is an obstacle for them. They were perceived as being a little bit weaker in technology and other areas, and I think this is going to tarnish them going forward.
Well, shoppers, beware, then keep an eye out on your statements as they come in. But meanwhile, Winnie, quick question. The court just ruled on another business story about privacy. A Virginia court ruled that Yelp, that's the online review service, has to reveal the identities of seven anonymous reviewers who posted negative reviews. This is going to be a sea change in that industry.
Yes, it is. I think up until now that we've all known or suspected that many of the reviews that were out there maybe were fake, put up by people who maybe didn't buy the product or use the service. And now they're basically saying liar beware, not buyer beware, because if you're lying, you're not protected by First Amendment rights.
Terrific. Winnie O'Kelly, Bloomberg News financial crimes editor. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
You're listening to Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.